So it's a very interesting pasuk in this week's parasha. The pasuk, when it defines Pinchas, when he did his kanos, it says, Tachas asher kine leloikov. He was mekanef for his Elohim, Elohikov. There's not that many people in Klal Yisrael that we see that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is referred to as Elohikov. We have Elohikei Avram, Elohikei Yitzchak, Elohikei Yaakov, and you have to have a special madrega. It's working gewaltig. You have to have a special madrega to be able to be called Elohikov. But we find that Pinchas is Tachas Asher Kine Leloikov. And the pshat is like this. You know when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is considered Elohikov for a person and when he's not? It depends if you consider him Elohikov. If you look at the Rebbeinu Shel Olam like he runs the whole world, and you know there's plenty of people out there, and you know I'm one of the members, but you know he has a big operation and he's very busy, doesn't have so much time for me, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam relates to you like he's Elohikim. But if you realize that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is only focused on you and on nobody else, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't get distracted. So he's 100% focused on every single person in Klal Yisrael. It's Elohikov. If you realize it's Elohikov, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will respond and demonstrate Elohikov. Pinchas realized it's Elohikov, and that's the reason why he was Zeiche to be able to do the Kanos. In order to do Kanos, you have to realize it's Elohikov. You have to realize a very important thing. Who is Pinchas? Pinchas was, I don't want to use this word, but he was the loser in Klal Yisrael. The whole Shevet HaKuna, when they sat by a chasna, right? Everyone sat together, and all the families was together, and Pinchas was the odd man out. He was the only one in the whole Mishpachas HaKuna that wasn't a Kohen. Think about that. A person, Himamish, feels like a loser. So does he saw a person like that? Does he think the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's Elohikov? You know, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had Aaron HaKohen. These tremendous levels of Pinchas, he was left out in the cold, or they were in the Midbar, so he was left out in the heat. But Agabani, he was left out. How could he feel Elohikov? The answer is no. Even though Pinchas felt he was left out, maybe, and he talked, well, he was the only one in the Mishpacha that was left out, he still realized that it was Elohikov, and there was a specific reason why he was left out. And in Mela, he was Mekanet to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam because he felt Elohikov. Once he was Mekanet, what happened? He went right back in. And that's the Yisoid. A person has to realize that sometimes you have disappointments in life and we think the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is sleeping. He's not involved. He's not engaged in my life. If he'd be involved, I'll be much more matzliach. It doesn't make a difference. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is just as much engaged and he's just as much as Elohikov. And when we realize it's Elohikov, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is here to help us, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will demonstrate and will take us on this Yeshuas. We should take a bizoicha, no matter what the situation is, to remember that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Elohikov. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will always bench us, lanu, ulechal chabureseinu, ulechal mishpachteinu, which is really synonymous, ulechal Yisrael, bez Hashem, bracha v'atzlacha, amen.